All right. This is the hardest part of today. Remember how I told you that chi-squares aren't non-parametric statistics? Yeah. And it was like, well, I was told they were. Sorry. The definition of a parametric statistic is we have some distributional assumption in order to get a summary statistics. This is what we think it is, so we can get a p-value. This is what we think it is. The reason chi-square is a parametric statistic is the only way to get to a chi-square value of a known distribution is to start with a normal distribution and a known number of degrees of freedom. This is like that. Okay? There's something that we've been told fits in one set of labels that really doesn't. Different kinds of correlations. First of all, your friend and mine, the Pearson product moment correlation, and surely you've seen one of these in your hand calculation days. This is the defining formula. It calculates things into z-scores, and it keeps track literally of the sum of these cross products. So if you tend to be above the mean on both, you get a positive product. If you tend to be below the mean on both, you get a positive product, and it adds up to a big positive number. If you have a negative relationship, then if you're above the mean on one, you're below the mean on the other, you get a negative product, and this adds up to a big negative number. If there is no correlation, then about half the people that are above are below, and above about half the people that are below are above, and this adds up to something awful close to zero. Okay? That's our friend. There's two other kinds of correlations. Shortcut formulas. You need to remember that when we were building these different versions of R, they were built not by data analysts and empiricists, they were built by psychometricians. They were built in order to facilitate the analyses of scales and subscales and tests for assessing reliability and validity. Before high-speed computers. So any shortcut was magical. Thurstone did a dissertation where he did a factor analysis of a 100 by 100 item set by hand. Inverting that correlation matrix took approximately 80 people, a total of something like 3,000 working hours. Now, it's done before you can get your hand off the enter button. So at the time, any ability to shorten this nightmare was magical. Those are the computational shortcuts. They are applied when one or both of the variables are binary. They are a Pearson product moment correlation. They are a formulaic shortcut too. A Pearson product moment correlation. If you take the same data and use any of those models versus the shortcut models, you will get the same result. Okay? They are not another kind of correlation. They are a formulaic computational shortcut. Different from that are formulas that are estimations. In other words, I know I have binary data, but I wish I didn't. I know that if I take two quantitative variables and I reduce them both to binary so that I now have, well, let's have a little more fun. Those are the only four values representing that envelope. I know that the correlation is going to be correlation estimate is going to be lower than if I leave them quantitative. So we had this set of statistics, very cool fucking statistics, that allow us to say, all right, you ran a binary variable because it was convenient, but you really wish you had a quantitative variable. So what would the correlation have been if you had used a quantitative variable instead of a binary variable? Those are the estimation formulas. You with me? Those are not Pearson's correlations. Those are estimates of Pearson's correlations. These are Pearson's correlations because they are calculations of Pearson's correlation with just a different formula that was faster. The two kinds of analysis, the two kinds of correlations that psychometricians need for their core analyses is I have to know the correlation between items. At the time, this was after introspection had failed, but before psychophysics gave us back the notion that people could use numbers, binary variables were the shit. Everything was binary. Everything was binary. So I've got all these binary items that I need to know the correlations between them. And I need to know the correlation of each item with the total. So the total's quantitative because it's added up, it's a number, and I got all these binaries. So I need two things: how much each of these binaries are correlated to the total and how much they're correlated with each other. Those are the two kinds of computational shortcuts. The point biserial correlation is a shortcut. It's applied when one variable is quantitative and ideally normally distributed, and the other is binary. Keep in mind, it is a Pearson product moment correlation. It's just a computational shortcut. The phi correlation is taking data from two binary variables and getting a correlation-like thing out of it. Phi is not a statistical model. Phi is what we call a Pearson's correlation calculated from binary data. That's one of about 12 things we call phi. We really need more. I don't think we need more Greek letters. We just need people to know more than about seven of them. It's like there's seven of them we like, and we're going to keep using those over and over again. If it confuses you, best of luck. What about the rest of them? Nope. So, both of these are computational shortcuts. The point biserial gets us to the total, the correlation between the total and each item. The phi gets us to the correlations among the items with much greater speed. I mean, look at that. That's easy. You can teach somebody to start here and get that in, I think it's 11 button presses plus the variables. Now, the biserial correlation is, so I hear you have a quantitative variable that you like and a binary variable that you wish had been measured as quantitative. And you'd like to know what the correlation would have been if you'd used a quantitative measure for each. That is the biserial correlation. It is an estimate of what the correlation would have been if both variables had been quantitative. And the tetrachoric correlation. So you have two binary variables, but you wish they were quantitative. You know that the correlation between items on a 7-point scale is on average larger than if those are measured as binary. In fact, you can pretty much march it up the thing. Split it into 2, split it into 3, split it into 4, all the way up to the 10 that you measured it in, and you see that correlation climb. It has a weird curve in the middle around 7, which is why a lot of people who like 7 like 7. It sort of jumps from 5 to 7, then flattens out a little bit. And that's across, God, I don't know how many million simulations. It's fun to have a friend who has a supercomputer that uses SPSS. But this is an estimate. You're saying to yourself, I know I'm underestimating the correlation because I'm using two binary variables. What would it have been if I had two quantitative variables? Some people love this. Some people hate this. You have to know what your people think.